USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is nearing a vote on a small business aid bill. The bill will add more money to the popular small business loan fund that has run dry. The nearly half-trillion-dollar bill will also provide money for hospitals and coronavirus testing. House Minority Whip Republican from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News, "We need to start reopening the economy soon.
You've got to start getting people back to work in a safe way over these next few weeks. And look, we're learning a lot more from our medical experts about how to do that."
A federal judge is throwing out Jussie Smollett's lawsuit against the city of Chicago. The former Empire actor sued the city and multiple police officers for malicious prosecution after he faked a hate crime back in January of 2019. The judge ruling that Smollett's claim can't go forward now that he's been reindicted on the charges that he filed that fake hate crime. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Elizabeth Warren's brother has died from the coronavirus. Warren tweeted her brother, 86-year-old Don Reed, was charming, funny, and a natural leader. The Massachusetts Democrat noted that Reed joined the Air Force at 19 and spent his career in the military. Conservative justices helped deal President Trump a Supreme Court defeat. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Small Business Administration says it has informed thousands of small businesses that have applied for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their private information. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website.
President Trump set to hold his daily coronavirus task force briefing late Thursday afternoon. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.